A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he's got an opposite field base hit. Reynolds doesn't wait around. None of these hitters are. Very aggressive against Lugo.
Is Brian Reynolds underrated, like even in Pittsburgh? Like, when we mention the great athletes in town, like it's Crosby, Skeens, Watt, Minka. I don't think anybody even thinks of Brian Reynolds.
No.
I wonder.
I don't know if he's in that realm yet, though.
I don't think he's. That's fair. I don't think he's quite that. And maybe quite's doing a lot of work there. I mean, TJ Watt's a Hall of Famer. Uh-huh. Skeens is already on that track. And Minka could be that kind of deal. And Sidney Crosby's a top five player of all time. Maybe he does not deserve to be mentioned in that breath. But he is a top 10 player in the NL right now. And I think a lot of people probably turned their TVs off in Pittsburgh after Skeens pitched. Like, people didn't even care to watch him. I said 2 months ago he's completely overrated, not worth the money. Good on them to pay him. I think he probably deserves more praise and to be talked about more, revered more in this town, because without him, they're not a 500 team right now. They're probably not even close to that.
You're absolutely right. I just think that he's just so oddly consistent that he's just forgotten about. Like, he's not going to – I don't know. It's kind of the whole factor of what Skeens did last night. That's just him as a whole. What is your one word about Skeens? It's like, you know, okay, command, you know, par. You know, what are some of the other words that people called in and said?
Solid ho-hum.
That's Brian Reynolds. And I don't think that doesn't move the needle for people.
He's not as flashy as Kutch was when he was winning MVPs. And, mm-hmm. and not as good either, but not as flashy. He's not as flashy as O'Neill Cruz. When Josh Bell went on that tear before the All-Star game a couple of years ago, he was hitting every doggone ball, it felt like, into the Allegheny River. He is missing that requisite flash.
Yeah.
And Skeens' personality doesn't lend itself to go, oh my God, that he's not Jazz Chisholm. Skeens doesn't have this effervescent personality, nor does Brian Reynolds, but Skeens' game has flair.
Right.
There's nothing spectacular about Reynolds' game, but you look up and he's got an OPS over 800. He's hit 18 home runs, a lot of them wall scrapers. He hits the ball the other way. He's hitting 280. He's just solid, man. There's not a lot of holes in his game, and I do wonder if that is one of the reasons why around here people aren't jacked up about Brian Reynolds. When I went to a couple of stores to find a Paul Skeens player tee, couldn't find him. I could have bought the entire station if I wanted to Brian Reynolds t-shirts, because they're not flying off the shelves. And I don't know if it can just be a personality thing. It's probably just that his game lacks the requisite charisma.
Like, I was trying to find another Pittsburgh athlete in comparison of what Brian Reynolds will be, and I kind of landed on Heath Miller. Like, Heath Miller was a top 10 tight end all the time, but you know, every time he caught the ball, you hear Heath, and then that was it, and it would go back to Ben, or go to AB, or go to the flashier players. Like, he's almost forgotten about, but he was so consistent.
Solid.
And he was top 10, top 15 in the NFL every single year. you know, as a tight end and as a complete tight end. So
that's a good call.
Kind of in the same realm as like a Heath Miller. Like, you know he's there. You have respect for him, but they're, you know, oddly consistent that they're not going to do anything that wows you, but you know that whenever it's third down that they come through.
Yeah. It's hard to argue against, obviously, that Paul Skeens is the team's MVP because they are an above 500 team with him. And when he wasn't on the roster, they were five games below 500. But I think you could make a reasonable argument, though, that Brian Reynolds, like, you could form an argument where you say Brian Reynolds is the team's MVP.
Yeah.
Because he plays every day.
Every day.
And you can also say that they weren't a great baseball team until June and really towards the end of July. But the one consistent thing every day is that Brian Reynolds is there and he's hitting. And if you're going to title it on our chapter in Callis, could be, let's give Brian Reynolds credit where it's due.
For sure.
Because is he an MVP candidate in the National League? No, not really. But position player-wise, he's no question this team's MVP. My hope is he can keep it up in the second half.
Yes, they're
going to
need it.
They are going to need it because we're not seeing that yet with O'Neal Cruz. There's not a guy in the lineup that's consistent apart from him.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.